This is Optimal Living Daily, episode 2764, Top Tips for Understanding Different Critical Wellness Dimensions by the DIY Active team at diyactive.com. And I'm Justin Mollick, your personal narrator, reading to you every single day of the year with permission from the authors. It's kind of like an audiobook, but kind of not. It's a lot shorter than an audiobook. And I bring you one article every day of the year. This is one of a few shows where we do that. You can search for Optimal Living Daily wherever you're hearing this to find all of our shows. With that, let's get right to it as we optimize your life. Top tips for understanding different critical wellness dimensions by the DIY Active team at diyactive.com. Although most people relate wellness to physical health, it's much more than that. Wellness emanates from the holistic integration of physical, mental, and spiritual well-being that keeps the spirits high by fueling the body and engaging the mind. Indeed, it all begins by striving for health, but includes many more things that lead to living life fully. Critical wellness dimensions. According to Jonah Engler, a simpler way to describe wellness is to look upon it as a lifestyle by taking a personalized approach. Choose to live life in a way that allows you to be at your best according to your potential and circumstances, but depending to some extent on what destiny has in store for you. Wellness is all about taking charge of yourself as well as those who care for us. Your health is integral to your wellness. Optimized health is a starting point to practice wellness that consists of 8 dimensions, including intellectual, spiritual, emotional, physical, financial, environmental, social, and occupational wellness. It is not necessary to balance all the dimensions in equal proportion, but there must be a personal harmony that seems most authentic to you. The perception of wellness differs between people because we have our priorities, aspirations, and approaches in adequately defining the meaning of living life. Wellness dimensions are discussed briefly in this article, along with ways of improving them. Number 1, intellectual wellness, the Jonah Engler way. Wellness begins with a good understanding of you, including your strengths and weaknesses. Intellectual wellness is recognizing your unique talents that ignite creativity and pursue it by finding ways to use your skills and knowledge. When you practice intellectual wellness, you involve in activities that cultivate mental growth. Engaging in mentally stimulating activities like solving tricky puzzles, playing Sudoku or crosswords, learning a new musical instrument or language, playing chess, debating on various topics and subjects, teaching and tutoring others, and trying a new hobby are some ways of maintaining and improving your intellectual wellness. Learning a new skill that allows you to exercise your analytical and problem-solving skills is a great way to stimulate your brain. One good example of such a skill is lockpicking, which is likened to solving puzzles. To learn this skill, you'll need a beginner's lockpick set, practice locks, and a guide on lockpicking, all of which are easily available online. By learning this kind of skill, you're not only exercising your brain, but also gaining a useful ability that may come in handy later. Challenging yourself to learn a new skill stimulates your intellectual wellness and enhances memory, concentration, and critical thinking ability. Number 2, spiritual wellness. Your values and beliefs lend a purpose to life. You can find the meaning of life by practicing spiritual wellness. Spiritual wellness encompasses meditation, prayer, spending time in self-reflection, and amidst nature, which helps to take a philosophical look at life and leads to inner peace based on self-confidence and clear values. Number 3, emotional wellness. Your ability to build satisfying relationships with others that help to cope with life better constitutes your emotional wellness. When you have good emotional wellness, you feel confident, stay in control of your feelings and behavior, and remain well-placed to take on life as it comes by courageously meeting the challenges. Coping with challenges effectively builds resilience as you start believing in your ability to overcome setbacks. Engaging in regular recreational and leisure activities improves emotional wellness. Choose activities that involve all your senses: touch, smell, sound, and sight. Eat your favorite food, listen to music, play with your pet, light your favorite candle, and watch the sunset or sunrise or your favorite movie. Number 4, physical wellness. Health and nutrition, along with physical activities and sound sleep, are the contributors to physical wellness. You can engage in several physical activities of varying levels of intensity, from light to vigorous. You can do yoga, exercise, cycling, running, walking, jumping rope, jogging, skiing, dancing, gardening, and engaging in sports like tennis, football, basketball, etc., because all these help maintain physical health. Number 5, financial wellness. Having control over finances leads to financial wellness, as it gives them the confidence to face adversities. Most of the stress endured by people arises from finances, and when you're in control of your finances, it eases the stress of living and enhances well-being. Maintaining your financial wellness begins by creating a household budget and saving every month by opening a savings account, no matter how small the sum might be, and having a separate account for an emergency fund for monthly savings. Avoid unwanted expenses and be careful about debt, especially credit card usage that can lead to a vicious debt cycle. Practice austerity by shopping at thrift stores and prefer homemade foods over dining out. Set financial goals by tracking your spending over a month to know where your money is going. Number 6, environmental wellness. The environment, comprised of the natural and social surroundings that you live in, impacts how you feel. You can make out the difference between living in a cluttered and unorganized environment and a clean and organized place. Your health deteriorates if you live in an unhealthy and polluted environment, and it affects all the other aspects of wellness, as you'll never feel good. Pollution, water conservation, garbage buildup, and violence all impact environmental wellness, and you must practice eco-friendly living to boost ecological wellness. Number 7, social wellness. Social wellness fosters a sense of staying connected with others and develops a sense of belonging. Maintaining a robust social network is the heart of social wellness. You can cultivate friendships by joining a club or organization, going out for lunch with an acquaintance, and assertively using your communication skills to develop genuine relationships by treating each other with mutual respect. The social network can support you in other areas of wellness, as you have people around you who can help to fulfill your goals. And number 8, occupational wellness. The work you choose as a professional must be satisfying because it impacts your occupational wellness. Occupational wellness depends on creating the right work-life balance, managing stress at the workplace, and developing a good relationship with coworkers. You must find work that is satisfying both mentally and financially by matching your interests and skills. Wrap up. Evaluate each aspect of the wellness dimensions to understand which ones need improvement to maintain the perfect harmony that improves overall wellness. You just listened to the post titled "Top Tips for Understanding Different Critical Wellness Dimensions" by the DIY Active team at diyactive.com. Being in control of my health means being super mindful of what I put in my body. From food to supplements, I'm always trying to find the best option out there, which is why I am so excited to tell you all about Thorne. With Thorne, I never have to question what's in each supplement because they go the extra mile when it comes to quality, manufacturing, and ingredients. In fact, they use such thorough testing and a super clean manufacturing process, they've earned some of the highest certifications in the industry. I even looked them up myself on a third-party lab testing site because I'm super careful. And after reading the reviews for their GI relief supplement, I tried it myself. And so far, it's working wonders. Give your body what it really needs with Thorne. Go to thorne.fit/optimal and use code OPTIMAL for 10% off your first order. That's thorne.fit/optimal, code OPTIMAL for 10% off your first order. thorne.fit/optimal, code OPTIMAL. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not limited to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Thank you to the team at DIY Active. There's a chance that at the end of this article, you're thinking, well, duh, I know that it's important to have wellness in all these different areas of life, like physical health, financial health, etc. But how does that really help me? Well, for me, I think it's the wrap-up part that is important, even though it's really short. They said to evaluate each of these 8 areas of life to understand where you could use some improvement. While that could be obvious, it's probably not something you or I have done in a long time, if ever. The weakest link of all of these eight dimensions really drags down everything else. So if your physical health is struggling, it sort of doesn't matter if your intellectual or occupational wellness is great, right? So it's really about trying to lift up the one that's at the bottom. And the only way to know that is to rank them. So if you have a moment, I'd really quickly, on a scale of 0 to 10, with 10 being the best, rate how satisfied you are with each of these areas in your life. And a little tip is to not allow a ranking of 7, because we often just pick 7 when we're not sure or if we think everything is doing just fine. It makes us think a bit harder if we don't allow 7s. So go through these 8 dimensions, rate them, and see which one's at the bottom, and then you'll know where to start. And as a quick reminder, those dimensions of wellness are intellectual, spiritual, emotional, physical, financial, environmental, social, and occupational. And if you find yourself with financial, physical, or social at the bottom, might I recommend checking out our other podcast where we read articles to you, because we have those topics covered as well with Optimal Finance Daily, Optimal Health Daily, and Optimal Relationships Daily. I think they can make a difference and improve those areas too. But I'll leave it there for today. Thank you for being here and listening every day and for checking out the other podcasts that I produce. I'll be back tomorrow reading to you where your optimal life awaits.